listeners to Catch the Flavor Youth Radio will know that we have a live studio audience. On today's show, we are going to talk about westernization.
The conflict between, specifically we're talking about Desi people here, South Asian citizens in Canada, and the conflict between the parents and the children, and all the dynamics there, the identity crisis and all that kind of stuff.
I'm going to begin with introduction. What is westernization? Westernization is adjusting to Western cultures, the way they dress, the way you speak, the way you act towards, the way, I mean, everything that westernized people does. I mean, when a person comes to this country, they tend to follow up with a different culture, and westernization is an example of westernization deals with, like, you should be a changeful person.
Basically, we'll have a debate here. Since we're talking about a conflict, obviously there's two sides, right? There's, and in this case, there's the parent's side, and then there's the kid side, or adolescents, youth in particular, actually. I'm going to be the parent side, you know. I don't know if I can make an accent here, if that's going to be okay, but like, I'll try not to. And Shafiqur here is going to have the youth side. So we're both going to, what it is that Desi parents, South Asian parents, are really strict with their kids when it comes to certain lifestyles. And when kids come here, when we come here, when the parents bring the kids here, they seem to kind of deviate from the traditional values, and they try to adapt to the culture here. And this kind of culture, or this kind of adaptations, is not seen in a good light with the parents. And everyone here went through this. I went through this a lot of times, and I had so much conflict with my dad because of that. But now that I grew up, matured a bit, I'm kind of understanding his side of the view. Look, the way I look at it, I've been in this earth for 20 years, and I've been programmed only for 20 years to think in a certain way. But our parents, they grew up back home, and they've been programmed for 40, 50 years to think in a certain way, do things in a certain way, walk a certain way, sit a certain way. So for them, when they come here and they see their own children acting in a total different lifestyle, for them, it's really hard to accept it because they've been programmed to think in a certain way. And it's harder for them to accept it than it is harder for us to accept the way they think on us and the way they think about us, or the way they want us to act. So that's one thing that I think we should have in mind. But obviously, there's always two sides of the story when there's a conflict. And there's obviously the sides the kids have to advocate. And Shafiqur here will explain how the kids feel.
Well, I'm gonna be part of the youth leader, for example. I believe that why we have to adjust to westernization. For example, many students who come to, for example, Canada, you know, they actually hear a lot of racism words. So, you know, they say like a lot of racist words which actually offends them. Like, they feel that they're not part of the culture or the society. That's why they try to make themselves westernization so they could be accepted and feel that they're welcome more.
Fob is the one word.
Yeah, fob.
Fob, yeah. Fresh off the boat, in case somebody wants to know what that means.
That's why I believe that it's very important when you try to fit into a society. Like, if you want to fit into, for example, to Canadian lifestyle, you also want to, you know, learn more about, you want to like be like them, you want to act like them, you want to dress up as a Canadian, because it's important to know that you're not back in your home country, you're in Canada, so you better, you know, start acting like you're in Canada. That's why I believe that so many youths, you know, they change themselves because they want to be involved. They want to make friends, Canadian friends. Because the more you stay as a Desi, you know, you say, oh, I don't want to be westernized. I don't want to listen to music. I want to listen to my own country music, not westernized music. Or I don't want to wear jeans. I want to wear,
traditional clothes.
Traditional clothes, you know. So that's why I believe that being Westernization is very important, because as a youth, for my example, when I came here, it was hard for me to get into West. I was like, I heard a lot of racism words, which really offended me. And since then, I made myself a Westernized person, because I believe that to make friends, I should actually become one, and, you know, probably act like one, and, you know, try to make friends. Since you're in Canada, you have to make friends with everyone, you know, to get along. So that's why I believe Westernization not only helps a lot of students to make friends, to communicate, to be part of a society, especially a Canadian society.
I understand that point of view. However, you have to understand that the parents, when you say these kind of things, you're talking about certain values that you pick up here. And parents, like our parents, picked up these values for, like, I want to stress that fact again, for 20 years. Okay? They picked up these values, and to them, it's really dear. Like, they would rather stay in a really poverty-struck situation than sacrifice their values, their traditional values. It's, like, really precious to them. It's priceless. So, and the way we are really unfair, because we neglect their values. We don't show any appreciation to it. For example, I remember in grade 7, I kind of hurt my dad in a way, because here things are different. If he was to do that back home, it would be totally different. One day I'm going to school, and I came home, and I forgot the keys or something, so he came downstairs with this thing called a lungi on. I don't know if people know what lungi is here. Not everybody knows what it is. It's a traditional Desi men, not skirt. It's a word, bottom wear. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called. However, it resembles a lot like a skirt. And the first thing that would happen that struck my mind when there was a bunch of girls there too was that my dad's wearing a skirt. And I'm like, and then I was really mad at him. I started saying, like, why are you down here with the lungi and stuff like that? But I failed to realize that this is his traditional clothing. It means a lot to him. So if that happened in Bangladesh, where I'm from, it wouldn't matter at all, because everybody's wearing it. But the fact that he wore it there, it got to me, but it shouldn't, because it's his traditional clothing, and I have to learn to respect that. And that's just one way we continuously hurt our parents, by neglecting their values and neglecting their ways. We tend to, like, humiliate them, or, like, make fun of them, especially because of their accent. It's one of the biggest things, the way they talk. We're embarrassed in a way when we're outside to the Western public, that because they carry certain accent, like, you know, how are you doing, everybody? You know, things like that. But what we have to understand is that if they didn't have that accent in the first place, and they didn't continue this accent, we wouldn't have the accent that we have right now. And we always fail to see that, and we always humiliate them and disrespect them in that way.
I understand your view, but again, I like to take my point of Westernization, why I believe it's important. Like, for youth, for example, would you recommend for them to wear a lungi, come downstairs and say, hey, what up, everyone? Look, what am I wearing? Would you recommend that? I mean, don't you want to be more Westernized, wear jeans, pants, probably nice shirts, a hat? I mean, you want to be, you know, part of a new culture, you know?
I want you to wear the lungi and come downstairs.
Well, I know, I'm just saying, but you also want to be part of a new group. You wouldn't want to, you know, not to offend Desi people, but you wouldn't want to dress up the way you dress back in your own home country, you know? Or maybe not speak like back in your Desi country, like, you know, but you want to improve your English, you know. I mean, that's why it's important to be more Westernized. You could also improve your English, you could improve your knowledge of the world, and you could also understand other cultures, because Westernization also defines understanding new cultures, learn about them, new religions, things you wouldn't learn probably if you're, you know, love this, you know. So that's why I believe it's important, like, why many youths try to become a Westernization, because they believe that this is a new country where you could learn new things, you learn new cultures, new religion, and learn about people, so you wouldn't be able to learn if you're, you know, too Desi.
I mean, there's no denying that, but I think one of the things that most people confuse is Westernization with modernity. And modernity is, like, you know, modernization, pretty much. Everything's becoming modern, technology, lifestyle, whatever. But there's no way you can't have this stuff and at the same time be this, you know, be cultural. You can have, and a lot of people are like that. They have the accent, they have the proper accent, yet they dress and eat cultural food. They eat curry all the time, you know, things like that. And that's totally okay. It's okay to, like, you know, be modern but be cultural at the same time. And I guess that's what the parents want. They want you to, that's why they came here. They brought you in a modern world, they, you know, not like
Absolutely.
A developed country,
yeah.
And they want you to live the best out of it, take advantage of all the opportunities, however, keeping intact your identity. That's what they want.
Well,
and, just let me finish out here. Sorry. Like, and the growing concern here is exactly that, because this problem that we're discussing right now is strictly in Canada, or like the specific area that we live in, or whatever. However, recently this is becoming more of a global phenomenon, like Westernization. It's not just happening in Canada.
That's right.
Even people in desi countries like South Asia are becoming American, you're becoming Canadian, and that's really concerning the parents here and back home, because they're losing their tradition, things that they hold so dearly to them, and their heritage and their culture. They're losing it down there, because kids back home, they, you know, there's like a traditional hotel, and then there's a McDonald's. They'll go there to McDonald's and like think it's cool or whatever, and they kind of totally staying out of sync with their cultural values.
I understand that, but this is the 21st century. I believe a lot of youths want to be part of the new hype of, you know, getting adjusted to Westernization, listening to hip-hop music, rap music, wear nice clothes, tight clothes, wherever they feel is the Westernization they think is right. So that's why I believe that...
Baggy
clothes or whatever they feel is nice to them or sexy to them, you know, whatever they feel is right. I believe Westernization is helping a lot of world to understand the outside worlds of understanding other countries, of what's going on. I mean, you introduce new stuff, people always want to get to know more about, like, for example, DVDs, when they came to... In India or China, I mean, people were crazy about this. They wouldn't have to no more use VCRs. As I was saying, they wouldn't have to use no more VCRs, because now you could use DVDs and you could copy and burn them. I mean, this is what Westernization
is
helping.
That's exactly what I was stressing. That's my point. You don't have to be Westernized to be modern. I mean, there's nothing telling you that you have to go to an office building and do all the corporate things that you have to do nowadays and have a suit on. I mean, you can have a, you know, this thing called a sari that the women wear back home, and you can go to an office with a sari on and do all the modern things, you know, work with the computers and things like that. It doesn't necessarily have to have Western culture in it.
But the
technology may be, you know, all-encompassing, but the culture doesn't have to be Western.
But Westernization is accepting that. A woman wearing sari, you know, they're accepting, okay, you could wear that to the office, you know. So they want you to wear whatever you want, but you still have to, you know, adjust to the Westernization. That's important that, you know, you try to wear different type of clothes all day. I mean, if you wear sari, or like, for example, the every time you come to office, you know, this kind of... Many girls, for example, I know, I mean, in Bangladesh, they wear jeans probably like 2-3 days and they wear saris. I mean, they also try to adjust Westernization and desi. So you cannot leave a Westernization. I mean, because so many girls and boys see other, for example, tourists coming and they see them, they're wearing short pants or jeans pants, wearing nice clothes that they believe is right to wear in office. So they want to adjust to desi and the Westernization. So you cannot ever leave a Westernization.
That's totally true. Okay. What I want to say that over here, we don't strictly, whatever we said right now, we don't truly believe in it. Because we're taking two different sides here. We wanted to give you two different perspectives. That's why I took a certain role and he took a certain role.
Yes.
He's not fully Westernized. Look at him. I don't think he looks fully Westernized. And I'm not fully cultural either.
50% Westernized.
I look cool and hype, you know. And so what I'm getting at is that, so right now, this is a conflict. This is a dilemma, right? There's two perspectives and they get into a clash. So... For any problems, any conflicts, the next best thing to do is rectify the problem and find a solution. And that's why now we're going to talk about what we can do to resolve the problem and minimize the conflict. And the best thing we can do right now for that is actually to find the best of both worlds. That's what we need to see. The best of both worlds. It's impossible to come here and stay fobbed out. Can't do that, you know?
Yes.
It's not humanly possible. It's unnatural. So you gotta learn to take the best of this world at the same time keeping your culture, keeping the parents happy. That's how the parents will be happy, and the youth will also be accepting and respectful to their parents at the same time.
Yes.
And the best line I can give to, like, you know, emphasize this topic, the idea, is that, you know, I'm from Bangladesh, and, you know, you can take me out of Bangladesh, but you can't take Bangladesh out of me. And yeah, long as I have that in my mind, long as I believe in that, I can go to clubs, I can go to anything, I can totally diffuse myself with this culture, but at the same time, I'll know my identity, I know where I come from, and I know my background, and I'll always be good with my parents. Not always, but, like, most of the time I'll be okay with my parents. Yeah.
Anything else? Well, I understand the thing that, I mean, it's good also to respect your culture and westernization, because if, for example, I mean, you can just adjust to one and not just to another one. You have to adjust to both, because you're in a Western country, so you have to accept the westernization, but you also have to stick with Desi. I understand that. It's really hard to get rid of your Desi culture. Okay. So that's why I believe westernization and your Desi culture both should be respected, both should be welcomed from both sides, from parents and as a youth. Because if the parents accept westernization from their youth, then the youth will be happy. If the youths accept Desi, then parents accept the westernization.
Okay, now that we're gonna wrap it up, we're gonna go into the audience section, and quickly, I wanted to, since it's the audience section right now, I wanted to recommend a movie called American Desi, and it's a good movie to understand the whole dynamics of the Desi conflict that we're talking about. And this movie is about this young man who grew up in the States. He grew up in a Western culture, and he doesn't really get along with the traditional values. However, he goes to a school and he meets this Indian girl, and he learns to dig deep in his roots and find out what his culture is really about. And it's a really good movie, and I think everyone should check it out.
Very nice movie.
And yeah, any questions?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Bubba Africa here. You know, I'm from Africa, right?
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, I do agree that parents are afraid that their traditions are getting lost, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I come from Africa, so I grew up in Canada, so my parents were kind of shocked that this way, like the Canadian way of raising a child, is different from how they were raised when they were young.
Absolutely.
Right? So, because in Africa, the parents had the right to beat the child, mm-hmm, right?
Well, yeah.
In Canada,
yeah,
you can't do that. So, when they were raising us up, you know, in Canada here, they were kind of, you know, being very, very nervous, you know. But I don't think, you know, tradition can't be lost, because I'm going to talk from a Sudanese point of view, right? Because what happens in my mother and my father and even myself, you know, we still wear our African clothes. We go to a party, we put on our beautiful African clothes. I still have my pants and my shirt. I even have a hat, right? So I go to a party in my African clothes, and I'm not the only one. There's like a 23, you know, year old person wearing African clothes, right? So it's not really dying, right? It's dying it's not really dying, but more people actually want that tradition in their life, right? Because I'm going to talk from my family, right? My sisters, they grew up in Canada, right? They came to Canada when they're like four, five, seven years old, right? But they still listen to the African music, right? If you listen to the iPod, they have like 20 tracks by Awilo, who's a very famous African singer, you know, or Kanda Bongo Man. They still listen to hip hop and all that, but they still want to keep their traditional music.
Yeah.
They still want to keep their African music, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And right now what they're doing is they're trying to actually learn the language, like the village languages in Sudan. They're trying to learn that. So yeah, it is sad that traditions are lost when people move from from other countries, they move to Canada, traditions almost are usually lost. But at the same time, people who grew up here, they still want to keep their tradition. Like myself, I will never lose my African accent. I love my African accent.
Well, you know, love your African accent.
Love Africa.
So yeah. I'll never lose it. So there's still hope, you know. And my little brother, he came here when he was 2 years old, right? But he still wanna speak the language from Sudan. He still wanna wear the African clothes. And at the same time, like I said, you know, he listens to the hip hop, you know, garbage that's out there, but still, right? But that's life, that's life. The thing is, people have to find, you know, a balance, right? So parents, you know, parents from like immigrants have to find, in terms of raising their kids, they have to find a balance, and it's kind of hard. But eventually, they get used to it. Like we get new people coming from Sudan all the time, and they're in shock, right? Because the way, you know, this society is kind of different from how it is in Sudan.
Yes.
Right. But it's a really good topic, and actually, I was talking to one of my summer kids about this. It's a really, really good topic, and I'm very proud you guys brought it up.
Yeah, you're welcome.
One of the things I want to tell you is, like, you brought up is music. And the thing with the Desi people, they're really good at, like, maintaining their culture. That's one thing I want to say. Like, you know, you have a lot of concerts going on, and everybody here loves Hindi music.
Oh, right? Who doesn't?
Except for Judith there. Oh, yeah, yeah, Judith loves it too. Yeah, so, you know, the in your iPod and whatever, like 80% will be Hindi music and stuff like that. And there's one more recommendation I wanted to make is you should beat your kids.
What?
Beat your kids.
Excuse me?
That helps.
This is westernized country, no beating.
Any more questions?
Yeah, I enjoyed the radio show.
My You're welcome.
My name is Adonis. And I just want to ask you, where do you draw the line between, like, I appreciate coming from two different parts, you know, but we're almost conflicted. Like, we have our cultural selves and our cultural identity, and then we have this need to fit in with everyone else and share our experiences. But where do you draw the line, and maybe I'll just ask you, between fitting in because you think it's important to do and feeling that you need to fit in, or else you'll be subject to discrimination or racism even. Mm-hmm. So just as an example, in your example of a woman who wears her sari to work, right, which is a great thing in terms of, you know, being able to share her identity and say, this is who I am to work, and then is confronted by coworkers who frown about her, or, you know, behind her back saying, look what she's wearing. Yes. Or even a policy that then comes out the next day that all employees are expected to wear office attire, meaning quote unquote Western attire. So where do you, at what stage do you feel that we're westernized because we want to avoid discrimination or avoid racism, are people calling your names, and what, and towards versus, I want to do this because I want to be Western or wear the clothes because I just like enjoy, or I want to because I feel it's great in this particular situation.
Well, I think this is whatever you're saying from the coworker's perspective is just based on pure ignorance. I think if anything, the policy should be no discrimination the next day. Absolutely. You know, make some policy, make some, there's no discrimination. But I understand, like, this is a professional world, and you're gonna have to sacrifice certain things in order to be professional. However, you know, I would advocate where policy should be not to wear that kind of attire, it's just no discrimination, stuff like that.
Again, I stand by my view for westernization. I believe that to be involved you know, into a society, you know, if you feel that you've been racist, if someone's being racist toward you because of the way you dress or thing, maybe you could change yourself, you know, become what they want you to be, their policy, you know, but also try to explain to them, you know, the dress I wear today, you know, that should be accepted too, because I'm not wearing it every day, you know, so there should be no discrimination.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I have to agree with you there because, I mean, it is a democratic society, and you know, cultural is very relative and it differs everywhere. So you know, certain cultural dress may be very inappropriate for an office environment that might, you know, affect the work environment there. So in such a case, you can't really, you know, you can't really bother. You know, you can't distract anybody else. So in that sense, I guess you gotta come to like a common term and like you gotta set some ground rules and professionalism there.
Okay, then where do you draw the line? So let's take the accent, for instance. So I have an accent because of my background, right? And the person doesn't want to hire me because you don't speak with a Canadian accent. I'm sorry, our customers won't really, you know, they won't really relate. When you learn English, come back.
Okay,
even so though they speak English, right?
That's
so
that's
where
something...
is that and what do you do in
okay.
a, so
this is like, you know, discriminatory term, you know, that's like saying if a guy comes to the office and he has no hands. I mean, there's nothing you can do about that, but the work doesn't require him to have hands, you know. Then why are you going to discriminate based on something that he doesn't need to do? If he can fully function with that accent, and then why would you discriminate based on that, since he can't do anything about it? It's going to take him some time.
I think he's right, because your accent should not be discriminated, because this is the way you speak, you know, you should be accepted. Because if you're saying, oh, I don't like your accent and I'm not gonna take you, that's being racist. That's 100% being racist, because that's not right, and there's violation of the human rights charter, basically.
True that.
Straight up.